Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heartbeat Detroit Sports. My name's Rick, and today we got a lot more to talk about than we did last week. So we're going to start with our Around the League section. This is usually how our episodes are going to run, talking around the league first, and then we'll dive into the Detroit talk for the week. So to start off, we're going to start off with the NBA. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Championship, Miami versus Boston, is tonight. It's May 29th. Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. The game starts at 8:30. Series is interesting because Miami originally had a 3-0 lead before the last couple games. Boston decided that they weren't done yet. And it came down to the wire last game, but Boston managed to pull that one out. Within the last 0.2 seconds, Horford decided to tip a ball into the net and send this series to Game 7. Again, which starts tonight at 8:30 p.m. Other things from around the league in the NHL, kind of the same thing happening there too. We still have the Western Conference Finals going on, Vegas Golden Knights versus the Dallas Stars, which Vegas also had a 3-0 lead. So for some reason, Conference Finals not wanting to finish up in the East Conference for NBA and the West Conference for the NHL. The Western Conference Final Game 6 tonight starts at, I believe, 8 o'clock. Yep, 8 o'clock. And Vegas also, like I said, had a 3-0 lead. Game 5 for this series was actually kind of interesting because Vegas started out pretty hot. They scored a goal. But Dallas, every time Vegas seemed to score, though, came back with a goal within like a couple minutes. So Dallas, at the end of the day, eventually ended up winning that game. And so that's why this series has gone to Game 6. They're in Dallas tonight. So that'll be very interesting. Other things from around the league. Wow, I can't talk today. In the NFL, Jimmy Garoppolo signed a waiver instead of a physical for his contract, reported today by Paul Gutierrez of ESPN. When Jimmy Garoppolo signed his $72.75 million contract, he did not sign a physical, but a waiver stating Garoppolo will not be paid his base salary until he passes a physical. But if Garoppolo stays on the team for 2 days after the final game of the regular season this year, the waiver will be voided. So that is NFL news reported as of today. Other than that, not a whole lot going on around the NFL. Now we're going to touch on the MLB before we get into Tiger Talk here. So in the AL, they have 404 wins, and the NL has 396 wins going into Memorial Day. And then I got the team ranks set up here for each team. So in the AL, your top three teams are Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and Texas. And in the NL, you have Atlanta, Los Angeles, and Arizona. Now, in the AL East, it's pretty interesting because Tampa came out really hot. They are 39-19 at the start of the day. And Baltimore's not too far behind. They have 34 wins. So they are the one team in the East with Tampa Bay that is actually keeping themselves in the race, at least for the division title. And then in the AL West, the two teams that are going up against each other is Texas and Houston. Those two are really close. Houston being the team to win their division the past few years. Texas now seems like they're challenging for that division. And then in the AL Central, you have our Detroit Tigers, only a game behind the Minnesota Twins. Right now, they are currently in a game against the Texas Rangers. So we'll see. Texas is a pretty good team. So who knows? If the Tigers pull this one out, maybe it's the sign to start turning to actually believing in this team to do decent. Over in the NL league, though, you have Atlanta at the top of the NL in the NL East. And there are two teams that are still kind of in the running to take that away from them being first in the NL East. You have Miami, who's right behind them. And then the Mets are actually only a couple games behind Miami. So that division still kind of up for grabs. In the NL West, you have the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are at the top of the NL West. And then in the NL Central, you have Milwaukee at the top with Pittsburgh not too far behind either. Not a lot of news otherwise happening around the league of baseball, so I figure I'd just give us that little update there. But now let's move into talking about the Tigers. So the Tigers this past week, 6-4. The week didn't really start off too good. You know, we had just finished a series in Washington where we lost two games. And then we went into Kansas City where we took 2 out of 3 games there. That series was a big series. It's divisional play. Regardless of record, it's always important to win your division games. That goes for any sport, honestly. I'd say the sport where it involves winning your division games the most would be football, because winning your division games gives you a leg up over your division, and then it gives you a better chance to eventually win that division. But I would say baseball and hockey would be the next two where winning in your division really matters. So that was the series after the Nationals against the Royals. And then we just wrapped up a 4-game series against the White Sox. And the White Sox series, that was looking like it was going to end in a split series, 2 games apiece. But coming up late in the game yesterday, we ended up tying it up in the 9th and getting through the 10th. Wish we could have got E-Rod the win, but Eric Haas ended up coming through, getting the sac fly to win us the game. So we ended up taking 3 out of 4 from the White Sox. White Sox, surprisingly, this year not doing that well because they were projected to be like the next big thing in the American League Central. So that kind of surprises me that we were able to take 3 of those games, especially when we're not projected to be where we are right now. Some players to watch for the Tigers right now that I found over this past week to highlight would be Akil Baddoo. So he's 10 for 30 in his last 10 games, batting an even .300 average, 8 walks, 13 RBIs, and 3 home runs. So he's got a little bit of power here over this last week and a half. And then Zach McKinstry, another key Tigers hitter that seems to have kind of come out of nowhere. You know, we picked him up from Colorado over the offseason. He was playing more of a platoon-esque role at the start of the season. But now he seems to be getting more starts, and thank goodness, because his average this past week has gone up a solid 21 points. He started the week batting .274. He's now batting .275. He's got 10 walks over the last week, only 4 RBIs, but also 2 home runs. So he's got a little bit of pop there. And then from the pitching side, on the starting side anyways, Matthew Boyd, he's actually on the mound right now against the Texas Rangers. These 2 starts over the past week, he has only given up 4 runs, and his ERA dipped 47 points. So he went from a 6.21 ERA to a 5.74 ERA. So hopefully that's a good sign for him that he's starting to turn it around. And then someone to look out for from the pitching side. I didn't really have any hitters to go over because there's not a lot of hitters. The way I look at hitters is I look at their strikeout rates, their walks, their average, basically just that kind of stuff. I don't base it strictly just off of average because you may not get a lot of playing time, so your average may not be that good. As long as you're not striking out and leaving base runners on the bases, though, I'm fine with that. As long as you're finding a way to move runners over and your average dipping, or even just getting walks, I'm fine with that because then you're passing it on to your teammates to get you in. So that's kind of why I don't have any hitters on the downside today. Really, the only person I have on the downside is starting pitcher Joey Wentz. The last 2 starts, he's given up 11 runs. And that's got to be a cause for concern because Joey Wentz, honestly, has kind of just seemed like he's not quite ready to be a big league starter yet. I get it. He's still young. He's still working through some things, but when do you send them back down to have them figure themselves out and hopefully get on a roll? I think, in my opinion, I think once Tarik Skubal comes back here in the next month and a half, hopefully, that they'll then decide to send Joey Wentz down to get some more opportunity where he has better chances to succeed. Because Skubal, if at the end of the year, Eduardo Rodriguez doesn't end up staying with this team because he has an opt-out after this year, I think Skubal's the ace of this team. And when your potential eighth of the team is out with injury, you got to rely on a lot of other guys to come up and take the place of that and hopefully get similar numbers out of them. And this past week, I mean, Tigers 6-4. So, I mean, you're getting pretty good numbers. The rest of the division isn't playing that well recently. The next closest team that's played as well as us is the Chicago White Sox. They were 5-5 over the last 10. We're 6-4. So, you know, we're in a spot today to hopefully maybe potentially tie for the lead in the division. I don't see that happening before I turn the TV off to come do this. Matthew Boyd had just given up a 3-run home run, and the Tigers had left some people on base, but that's just what's going on today. So I think that the Tigers, are they to the point now where we can decide that they are ready to be a good team and a full-on contender for the division? They've had a fairly easy schedule coming into the month of June. You know, they've played a lot of lower-end teams. Like, the Nationals weren't the best team, and we couldn't manage to take that series. We versed the White Sox and Kansas City division opponents. Those are important. Like, the series we have that we're just starting today against the Texas Rangers is the biggest test I think we've had since the beginning of the season. Boston was an okay exception for a challenging team. And then Baltimore, of course, the series that we were just in not too long ago, probably like a week and a half ago. That was a challenging series because they're at the top of their division. And it's kind of sad looking at the AL Central, because you look at our teams in the AL Central, any team, we would be bottom of the barrel if you look at the AL East. All of their teams, we would be lucky to even be in fourth place in that division. And that's just kind of scary looking at all these other divisions that are better than us. But the Central hasn't been good for as long as I can remember. We are always known as Comedy Central. So, like, yeah, you know, we're not supposed to be good being a team in the Central, but you just never know. You know, you look at it and the Twins, I thought the Twins were going to be better than what they are, you know, with the likes of like Carlos Correa and players like that on their team. I thought they were ready to take the step to be able to challenge both the East and the West. And honestly, I think the big story in the AL is that rivalry between Texas and Houston. Not just for the fact that they're both from Texas, but Houston's had a hold on that division for a while now. Like the last, I don't know, 7 years, I think they've had a hold. And, you know, now you wonder if they're starting to slip. So that's the big thing over there. And so if one division's starting to turnover, will our division start to turn over with the Tigers eventually maybe being on top? You know, today they have the opportunity to come back to a 500 record. And, you know, listening to the guys on Bally Sports, they were talking about how, you know, you don't look to be the top dog until you reach 500. 500 is your first step into becoming a winning baseball team, and that's really what this team needs to do. They need to find a way this series against Texas to be able to take 2 games. Don't know how, but some guys got to step up. And, you know, some of these guys that have been hitting really well, hopefully they can do what they have to keep this Tigers team rolling. And I guess another thing that I haven't really touched on much is Miguel Cabrera. You know, around Detroit, some of the stations I've listened to, this team, you know, with Miguel Cabrera taking up a roster spot, you know, it's the farewell tour of Miguel Cabrera. After this year, he's done. When do you finally tell him that he's less likely to play than once a series? Because that's what he's doing right now. He's playing once a series. When does it come to the point where you play him once every other series, you know? Because he's not getting a lot of hits when he's in the lineup. He's not anywhere near the player he used to be. He's not hitting the ball with power. You know, he's known as, at least in my family, the double play king, because whenever he's got a chance to do something great, as of the last 5 years, he hits into a double play. Very rare occasions over these last few years has he hit a big home run, hit a big double, you know, even gotten a single, really, to do something for us. And that sucks to say, especially since I grew up with Miguel Cabrera, you know, watching him and stuff coming onto the team back in, gosh, 2000 and off season of 2007 going into 2008, I do believe. So yeah, so that it's coming down to the fact of Miguel Cabrera, this may be your farewell tour, but when do you got to take a back seat to the rest of the team playing the majority of the games? You know, I think on this homestand, he's played his one game, and I don't remember if we won or lost that game. But when it comes, do you start not playing him as much at home to get your wins at home in front of your home fans? And then on the road, he gets his little farewell tour game at the end of a series, regardless of how it's going. You know, let's say you take the first two games of a series on the road. That third game, do you throw him out there for that third game just because you've already won the series? Let's see what happens if we put him in there. Let him get his last game at this certain ballpark, and then you're good to go into the next series. Now, what if you've won the first game and you've lost the second game? You haven't put Cabrera in yet. Do you put him in for that third game to get him his last game in that ballpark, or do you start going for the win? Do we think this team is at the point where they can start taking these series on the road? Because if they can start winning these series on the road as much as they're winning some series at home, you know, do you have to start thinking about sacrificing that Miguel Cabrera farewell tour for all these other stadiums? Because, I mean, Cabrera wasn't just a guy that was just loved in Detroit and then everyone else forgot about him. No, he was a player that everyone knew around the league. So, you know, that's the big question I'm going to leave this podcast at for the day is, do you sacrifice the farewell tour for a chance at potentially the playoffs? I love Miguel Cabrera, but I've been missing the playoffs here in Detroit. You know, the Wings had their chance to make the playoffs this year and they fell short at the end of the year. The Lions at the end of last season, you know, came down to the last game, but the odds just weren't able to necessarily control their own fate to go in, especially with the way the Seattle versus LA Rams game went. So, you know, that one was kind of up in the balance. So that I kind of give that one a little leeway. And then the Pistons. Gosh, these Pistons. What are we going to do with the Pistons, you know? They're looking for a new coach. They got screwed out of the draft lottery. You know, what does Troy Weaver do with this team? So, sorry I didn't get a chance to talk a lot about other teams. There wasn't really a whole lot of news for the other teams this week. You know, before we know it, training camp for the Lions will be coming around in about a month. Everyone's going to start corralling together, and then it's going to be time to start getting hyped for the season. I mean, I've been hyped for the season since last season ended. And, you know, was I questionable of the draft? Yeah, you know, that is what it is. I think they'll be good regardless. I don't think there was any extreme major needs like there have been in the past for the Lions, so that should be really good. Yeah, and then Red Wings, you know, just waiting for free agency to hit to see what Yzerman does. You know, they're looking to take the next step. And that's going to be big, you know. Detroit sounds like it's, for the majority, starting to come back around with its sports. So, you know, it's going to be a good time to be a Detroit fan here, hopefully in the nearer future. All right, well, that about wraps it up for this edition of the Heartbeat of Detroit Sports. I'm Rick. I'll see you guys next time.